Tinoo kuchingamiza imose mangwana nianu.
In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Muzita raisha Jesu Christo.
Certainly happy to be here again.
Tinamfaro kwa panu shakare.
By the invitation.
Ne kukokwa.
That will come and minister to you this morning.
Kwa tukwansa kwa kwa muri mangwana nianu.
I would like to appreciate him and all the elders for the good work they are doing.
Roda kutenda brother Makwinye ne wakuru wekereke.
And I would like to appreciate also Pastor Mabugu with us this morning.
Roda kuchingamiza Pastor Mabugu atina mangwana nianu.
For the helping hand that he's giving to you also.
Ne rubatsi rorose rovari kutipa.
And happy also to see Pastor Takoza.
Nemfaro kuona Pastor Takoza.
Amen. Shall we pray?
Tinamatei zvedu.
Ishe Mwari muchene makanaka. Imitenzwe Jesu Kristu. Mangwanani ano tiripano nechikonzero chokuti tiri vana venyu.
Yes Lord.
Vamakada mukonza hokero munguva ino yokupedzesera. Baba yakatibata ikatiunganidza.
Amen.
Nasu no tiripano tenzwa makana kati ine tariro yekubvutwa nekumuka kwakafa. Tariro iyoyo baba takanangana naye nokutarisana naye zuva nezuva. Ndiyo ino gavena mararamiro edu. Ino gavena mafungiro edu.
Yes.
Ino gavena maitiro edu. Tichiziwa pano pasi musasa chete. Nguva ichikwana tinofanira kuinda kumusha.
Hallelujah.
Tichiona zvapoteredza pasi rose. Zviitiko. Marova makanaka. Nezvinobatwa. Nezvinotaurwa. Zvinotisiya tisina mubvunzo. Kuti maridzo yatakaparidzwa nomuprofita ndiye chokwadi.
Hallelujah.
Nokuti yakati poindira kuti kana muchiona zvakati nezvakati zvichiitika moziva zviro kwazvo kuti munofanira kutarisa musoro zuva rorudzikinuro rwenyu rasvika.
Hallelujah.
Tinokutendai baba nechiratidzo cheIsraeri nezvose zvakaipoteredza panguva ino. Baba atidi kuramba takakotsira. Baba atiri kuda kwamba tiri muhope huru. Tinoda kusvinudza maziso edu. Donzo redu guru ndiroro rekuti moya yedu igadzirirwe. Maruva makanaka yagadzirirwa pacharira hwamanda iyoyo. Baba tose tikwanise kubatikana nokunzwa nokuteerera. Tinokutendai baba kuzviro kwazvo. Imi makaraira, imi makatuma, imi maruva makanaka makazurura kuburikidza nomuranda wenyu. Chiitai mangwanani ano patinoparidza maruva makanaka kuti muchibata womuromo wangu. Nekundizodza kutaura iko koga zvakafanirwa pazuva ranhasi.
Yes.
Taura iko vana venyu vakomborerei vane zvishuo vana manidzi. Marova makanaka vanoshungurudzika vanonetsekana vane mufaro. Marova makanaka vane zvavanotarisira muchinokurura machita inokuti zvose zvinobva mushoko renyu.
Yes.
Tinokumbira zvino shova makanaka tichikutendai kunyange nokubatwa kwebasa. Chikutendai kunyange navaranda venyu vari pano zvakare vaitire zvakanaka. Tinoisa zvose muroko rwenyu chitenda muzita raisho Jesu Kristu nokusingaperi. Amen.
Amen.
This morning by the grace of God it is my special pleasure
faro wangu mangwanani anu
invitation that we can be able to speak to you.
Kuti chire kungoita kokwa tinokwanisa kunge titese.
That it will be a blessing to you.
Ndinoimba nasi kuti ticharopafadzwa.
As we look forward to his coming.
Tie takatarisira kuya kwaJehovah.
We believe we are not ignorant of.
Zvinhu zvatiri kuziva tose.
Which we always have to be aware of.
Zvinhu zvatakagara tichipepuka kwazviri.
As we look at our clock Israel.
Tichitarisa wachi yedu Israel.
Whenever something is about to happen,
pese panenge pauda kuti kachimwe chinhu,
the enemy will always throw things.
Muvengi ane zvaanokandira
before believers.
Pamberi pevatendi,
that their attention can be distracted.
Kuti anzvengese maonero avo.
They get caught up.
Vobatikana.
And yet the great things will be passing through.
Asi vakabatikana kudaro pane zvikuru
zvinezvirikuitika. No matter and whatever we are going through.
And rikuvimba kuti hazvina basa kuti tiri kupfuura nemuchinhano chipi.
It will never cause us to lose sight.
Hazvitikonzere kuti tipotse meso edu.
What is about to happen.
Kuona zvinhu zvakuda kuitika.
It's a time that the bride of Jesus Christ.
Inguva yekuti mwenga wa Jesu Kristo.
Has to really unite.
akwanise kubatana zvakare.
Only unite under the word.
Kubatana paspechoko.
Because we are just about going home.
Nokuti zvino takuda kuenda kumusha.
And I believe if we will spend the rest of eternity together.
Ndinotenda kuti kana tikazogara muzienda nakuenda tose.
It's not going to start there.
Zienda nakuenda racho haritangiri pana.
But it starts here.
Haritangiri uko rinotangira pano.
Misunderstandings in life will come.
Kusanzwisisana mupenyu kunoitika.
Differences in life will come.
Maonero nekusiyana zvinoitika.
Opinions will be different.
Mafungiro anogona kusiyana.
Like somebody says,
semwe muna anoti,
everyone has got a nose.
Munhu wese ane mhuno.
But the noses don't look the same.
Asi mhino idzi hadzina kufanana.
As much as opinions are.
Kusiyana kwakaita mhino dzedu ndokusiyana kwakaita maonero.
Only one opinion.
Tinotenda Mwari pane maonero mamwe chete.
That we can rely upon.
Atinokwanisa kuzorora paari. Atinokwanisa kuimba nawo.
Men might think what they want.
Vanhu vangafunge zvavanofunga.
Men might say what they want.
Vagotaura zvavanotaura.
Men might wish what they want.
Vagoshuvira zvavangashuvire.
But the absolute.
Asi,
the revealed word
medziso ndio isho kura mwana
received in this our
rataka gamchira munguva ino ikupedzisira.
Amen. So as we see all this that's around us now,
patiri kuona zvatikomberedza iye zvino,
I think it's a time to look up.
Ndinovimba yava nguva yekutarisa kumusoro.
Whatever and no matter what,
hazvina basa kuti kwauye,
let's not lose sight.
Ngatisa potai maonero
what lays ahead of us.
Amen. Amen.
So this morning I would like just to speak a little. Maybe just a jumbled up message. I want to really title this. Stay with the word.
Garai nishoko.
Stay with sound doctrine.
Garai ne dzidziso ine mutsa.
Doctrine, yes.
Dzidziso.
In brackets.
Muzvikomberedzo.
Pick up from the scripture.
Inobva mugwaro.
Emphasis of the scripture.
Kurovera hoko pagwaro.
Sound doctrine.
Ku simba pamagwaro ndo dzidziso ine mutsa.
It's not just doctrine.
It's
doctrine, yes. But it's got to be sound. Sound doctrine will only be sound doctrine if it's scriptural and messagical, if ever there is such a word.
Hallelujah.
It has to be scriptural. It has to be messagical.
I'm
just saying, Lord, this morning help me. Some of us jump a lot and speak a lot. Just help me to be composed
in
the shortest possible period. Just to say these few words and scriptures and quotations to you. I believe in your situation and condition, God will help you. And now, also with a thought there, making a choice. Because this life is full of choices. And at one point or another, it's a must. It's compulsory. It has got to be that you have to make a choice. Amen. Now, we speak now and pick it up from Joshua chapter 24.
Joshua 24.
Verse 15 to
16. Verse 15
then
to 16.
Pick it up again from 2 Timothy.
4
to
4. 4.
I read Joshua 24,
15
to
16. Joshua.
And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers
Vakashumirwa namadzibaba enyu.
Served that way on the other side of the flood.
Vari mhiri kwerwizi.
Or the gods of the Amorites.
Kana kuti muchashumira mwari wava Amori.
In whose land ye dwell.
Vane nyika iyo yamukere.
But as for me and my house.
Asikana ndiri ini neimba yangu.
We will serve the Lord. Somebody is making a choice.
Pane muno pano ari kutora sarudzo.
Because in every household,
nekuti mumhuri yoga yoga,
there is a father.
Pana baba varimo.
And the choices that a father makes,
sarudzo dza baba,
they are representative of a family.
Ndo dzinomiririra mhuri yacho.
There are many families in the scope that I have served the Lord. Maybe now close to 40 years in this message.
Of fathers
who have made decisions to the detriment and destruction of their families. It's a father representing a household, and the household is represented in the decisions. So when the father suffers,
pano
it cascades down through the line. But when a father makes the right decision, it cascades right down through the family. I'm a pastor. Many times I've wept. I've looked maybe at a father or at a family. And you know what it is? You have seen it over and over for the past 40 years. You can almost tell the conclusion and where it is going. Why should this father, why is this parent doing this? Doesn't he know what will befall his wife? What will come to his children? Why should you do that?
Scripture.
Scripture.
Choice. Sarudz.
But as for me and my family, I will save the Lord. Not as for me with Brother Luke. I don't know about Brother Luke. Not as for me with Brother Makwinye. I don't know about Brother Makwinye. But as for me, I am certain. And I know where I am standing. And I know the God that I serve. With me and my wife and my children, I will save the Lord. I don't need somebody to tell me. I know that I know. I know where I am standing. I am watching a canvas. There is something that I am watching. There is a direction that you are going. Something is in the horizon. Something is beckoning.
Hallelujah.
As for me and my family, I will serve the Lord. Make a choice this morning. Make a decision this morning. As for me and my wife, as for me and my children, as for me and what belongs to me, I don't want anything else. I want to serve the Lord. My calling in the Eastleigh Church is to serve the Lord. Verse 16.
Demand 16.
And the people answered and said.
Vanhu vakapindura vakati.
They were listening to this guy.
Vanhu vanga vakateerera
Joshua. They were hearing what he was saying.
Vanhu vainzwa zvakataura.
And they were quiet as he was speaking.
Vanga vanyerere Joshua achitaura.
And when he finished speaking.
Paka akatapedza.
And the people answered and said.
Vanhu vakapindura
vakati. God forbid.
Aisha.
That we should forsake the Lord.
Kuti tirambe Jehovah.
To serve other God. We are going to serve the God of our fathers, whom they served across the rivers. We are going to serve the God of William Branham.
Hallelujah.
We are going to serve the God of Abraham. We are going to serve the God of
Jacob.
We are going to serve the God of Isaac. And we shall save him in truth and in spirit to the letter of the book. Somebody say amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray for me. Because what I'm doing is what I don't want to do. You want to take just a short time, easy. Just to pass comments. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, 2 to 4.
Chapter 4, 4.
So there we see, choose ye this day.
Choice.
A man is declaring his choice.
He's
not ashamed of his choice. And because of his choice, there was a resounding response.
We see,
that's the God that we want to serve also. We know something about that God. That was said by our God, our fathers across the other side. 2 Timothy. It's a very serious scripture. Brother Branham, when he comes at a certain juncture of his ministry,
Brother Branham, avakasvika pane chimwe chinhano cheshumiro yavo.
Wanting to quit, wanting to stay out in the wilderness. He comes back to this scripture. And he speaks. And if you go into that chapter, you will find that something particular and peculiar is happening. Let's finish so you can say it. Sorry. 2 Timothy 4, 2 to 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season. Out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Now,
I want you to see. Exhort with all long suffering. And doctrine. Now, are you seeing now? In other words, you are not just rebuking. You are not just instant in season. You are just reproving, but and with doctrine.
Three.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Now,
he's now qualifying and quantifying the doctrine. Sound doctrine. But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears? And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And that's the serious thing. They shall be turned into fables.
The
chambere.
Old women's fables.
May God add blessing to the reading of his word as I ask Pastor Mabugu to pray for us.
Chikumbira Pastor Mabugu atinamatire.
Baba wedu makarurama, imi mwari samasimba, imi mudzidzisi, murairi nemuzaruri weshoko renyu. Tinokutendai tauya patsoka dzenyu zvino, tenzi takatarisira kwete kumunhu. Takatarisira kuna Mwari mupenyu. Chiburukai baba mubate wamanda isina inzwi rayo. Itaure inzwi rinobva kwamuri. Zvigobatsira kushandura upenyu hwedu. Zvigotipa mafambire amunotarisa muchifara nawo. Baba, zodzai chikamu chotopinda. Tichisukwa nemvura dzeshoko. Mweya wenyu ngaushande nesu. Ndanamata ishe nokutenda. Muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu mupenyu. Amen.
Amen. May God help me this morning, shaking and quivering. I hate these moments. The brothers know how many times whenever they speak to me, I try to dodge.
Avoid.
God knows my heart. I hate such moments, but yet I rejoice to say
now,
stay with the word. Stay with sound doctrine. Making a choice. So you see right there on sound doctrine,
2
Timothy chapter 4, 2 to 4.
Preach
the word. Be instant in season. Out of season. Whether it's becoming.
Kunyange zvichiita.
Whether it's unbecoming.
Kunyange zvisingaite.
Whether it's received.
Kunyange zvichigamuchirwa.
Whether it's not received.
Kunyange rikasagamuchirwa.
Whether it's taken.
Kunyange rikatorwa.
Or whether it's not taken.
Kunyange rikasatorwa.
Whether it's called trash.
Kunyange rikanzi harina
maturo. Whether it's called reality.
Kunyange rikanzi
hero. In all those situations.
Mumuzvinano izvozvo.
Preach the word.
Paridza shoko chete.
So you see here.
Tirikuona pano.
Paul.
Paulo
is instructing his son in the way. The time of Paul is about to be. Because you see, as he goes now towards in that chapter, he identifies the present stage of his ministry. He is identifying, he's about to be off the scene. But now he's saying, young Paul, a young Timothy, I advise you, whichever way you go, the only means of survival of a church is to preach the word. No matter how hard it is to them, no matter how much they frown their faces, no matter how much they might want to bang, I tell you, Timothy, my time is about over. Preach the word. And why he quantifies down there that there is a difference between the word and fables. And he quantifies there is a difference between doctrine and
the
sound doctrine. Are we together?
Amen.
So right there he says, preach the word. Be instant in season. Out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering doctrine. But I tell you these days, if you try to reprove, no matter it's a church you are preaching to or rebuke,
the
next service, there will be five people.
It's
the sign of the age. It's the sign of the end times. But he says, Timothy, even if you see that, don't you be worried. Preach the word anyhow. As long as you know it's the word. Remember, at one point, Timothy was told, preach that word. Give them the truth. Because as you preach that truth, that's what will keep you. And it will also keep them. You know, false, as I will pick from Laodicean churches, false teachers and false prophets of this day. Yes, their intention is to catch the people in the web. That the people will be destroyed. And in the end, even they themselves also will be destroyed. So Timothy, say the truth. And as long as it's the truth, the God of Israel stands behind you. You ought to hear what those Jews are saying those days. They tell you Jerusalem is our capital. It's our God-given capital. Let it be known in all terrorist lands that Jerusalem is our land. We are not afraid of what they will say. And we want to say this morning, this Bible is our inheritance. This message is our home. No matter what people say, we shall stand with this message. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
We have received a message that was sent by a messenger. A God-given message sent by a vindicated messenger to a God called people vindicated by the life of the word that they live. That they live. Preach the word, Timothy. Why is he telling Timothy that?
Say, Arkuza Timothy.
Why?
Arkumu zirei.
For the time.
No kutinguwa zirikuya.
Will come.
Icha uyanguwa.
When they will not endure.
Apo.
When that time comes, Timothy.
Guwa yoyo kaneya kuya.
Now it's not yet. But I'm telling you, as I will soon say, in that chapter down there, he begins to reveal the present stage of his ministry. Demas has forsaken me. Do you know, you can type Paul's ministry with Brother Branham's ministry. All along, Paul was not inclined to name picking in preaching. But when he's coming at a certain stage of his ministry, he says, Demas has forsaken me. You know it with Brother Branham also. But finally, he came to that. You see that there? He says, Demas has forsaken me. But you see, right there, he's telling Timothy, now,
things are moving smoothly,
which we tell all the ministers and young ministers here. The ministry is not as easy as you think. Even gathering people of such a magnitude, it takes a life, and it takes a ministry. God has to place something in you that he will use to gather such a group of people like you.
As it is
not
just a hocus
pocus.
It's not a As you pray, while you are praying for a man, may you fast and pray so that God will reveal to you, so that you can go forward.
It's not easy.
I see, Nyore.
The life of a minister is full of tears.
What's their name?
Sorrows. And maybe at most, the wife knows what the man is going through. How many times has my wife shaken me? See, something is happening to you. Maybe you are passing out, you are fighting with the devils that have been rebuking in church. And they come, they are choking you. And they say, Titi, what's happening? What's happening?
Says,
no, there's things I'm fighting with here.
Amen.
They know the worst. And they know the best. And the other half is untold. Tears.
You have to be on your knees.
So when you arrive at such a situation, Eastly Tabernacle, like you have arrived at, walk cautiously. Walk circumspectly. And we might say, Brother Dan, why do you tell us? Hey, yes, I'm not your pastor. I'm here. I didn't bring myself here. They invited me. And many times I've tried to say no.
Brother Maung.
I hate such moments. Because I know what it means. And he will tell you the same. It's a cost. Hey, why are you here? Hey, wait.
It's your order which you put. As they get inspired by the Holy Ghost. But if you are saying,
you
don't have the Holy Ghost,
look at Brother Makwinye, Gavaita Mutikon Wedu, Gavaita Dikon Wedu, Brother Mawango, Gavaita Mutikon Wedu, Brother Maanga,
Brother Kanamuzo, yes,
not Amunamuchenis.
It means now,
Amunamuchene,
if you have the Holy Ghost,
Mira Kumashure Kwa,
you have to
push it to Fangari and Lakomana, Pasangari Bato Lakomana.
Continue with the words.
That's why we put you
in the office. Without
fear, without favor, but the word of God taken. The preeminence in the church of the living God. If things go wrong, they must and they have to be straightened out. That's why they are there. Policemen of the church, law and order. Are you qualified to say that in somebody's church?
And
I'm just preaching.
As in Ruparita,
and when we preach, we preach about the scripture and we preach about the message.
Can I that Bible in a message?
No. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Timothy, why I am telling you to preach the word?
Timothy,
in the season, out of season. You still have a
but time will come, brother. Time will come. It's coming for sure.
But when that time comes, I've given you the solution. Stay with the word. Stay with the message. Stay with the
Bible.
Stay with the spoken word. That's what will keep you. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Yes,
they will take doctrine. They will take doctrine. But as for sound doctrine, they will not endure it. Now, to endure is to keep moving. Though it's hard, though it's difficult, though it's bombarding you, but you endure. I love the Lord anyhow. As for me and my family, I will serve the Lord anyhow. I'm looking towards the rapture. Enduring sound doctrine.
Let me tell you,
it's not easy to endure sound doctrine and to keep sound doctrine in the church with time. Pressure mounts. Brother Branham says,
when the mayors of the city started coming to
church,
and those prominent
people,
the message were twisted
so
that they could
be dignitaries.
So that the dignitaries would feel welcome. Let the man be accommodated by the word. Let him trim his garment according to the word.
Name or no name. Mr. Ononentete, we all have to fit in the word. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what keeps you as a believer. That's what keeps the church. That's what keeps the faith. It's not just faith, but it's the faith.
Akuzi kutenda chete, asikutenda ikoko.
They won't endure sound doctrine.
Why?
But after their own lusts.
While we are on this journey, we get tired. For we to declare that we are tired. We look for that
kuneta kwedu.
That would encourage us.
Daneta ini.
Yes, I'm tired.
Mai vandakaro rava for the past 40 years. It says I'm 40 years.
This you know what?
Manerega ega do so andinoona. Mangbana ni good morning do so andinoona.
I always
daneta. Ndakuda vamwe vano uso.
I now need one
zvidongi kumeso.
I which doesn't have pimples.
Munwaneto.
Now, this man is tired.
Sakanadaro chagutevera. Gatimbo pindaimu marriage and divorce.
So if it
Timbo
is
Nyatson, it's after 40 years.
Analyze.
Kuna brother Branham apa.
Let's analyze. What did he exactly mean on this one?
Kuneta.
It's tired. So the man is looking for sober. Even though we are tired, let the gospel move.
As Paul realized
he was ready.
Wakati Timothy, my son, I will instruct you. Preach the word.
That was my tradition. Amen.
Wanet. imunofunga tengatsinga zive izvingotaura nyaya izvingoti hey mapfekero mapfekero munopfeka zvanama
how to dress
ndionga utsa mukadzi wangu mapfekero iwe
you instruct my wife how to dress
asuno udzwa nebible
we it's not us but it's the bible
pakatadza munhu wokutanga tinodzwa nomuprofita kuti mwari wakauraya gwai
auraya gwai
ndokubva amuputira nedehwe
and he covered them with the kwete
zvoshete wakamuputira nedehwe rine ropa raijudza
nomuviri with a lambskin which was dripping with blood
why did you kutora mashisha
why didn't you take this
why is that a fig leaf religion isha homa inopera
they knew that
but wakateza chikumba
they had to put a
chori roveka chikumba nyangwe zuva rikatosha chikumba chinotindiri pa
the leather will be there
nyangwe ziso rikada kuba chikumba chinotindiri pa
if the seal the eye want to seal the leather will be there
tinoneta
we come to a time when we get tired
matewe matova nopwa kuimbwa dzonodya dzitsenga
if the dogs will come and steal the skins and eat
totsvaka zvimwe zvokusimidza nokupfeka
and we look for other we improvise
kuneta
it's tiredness
kuneta
it's weariness
saka anataneta
now when we are tired
azoti munhu wese vaneta
when you are tired it doesn't mean
no saka Timothy achitaurirwa apa
that's why
kuti ndaenda Timothy zvichaitika zvinhu zvandikutaurira
why after my departure
the present stage of my ministry
these things will come but this is the place don't go and asika
unobva taura nezvikuramba kwake Demas has forsaken me
he speaks about
for
Demas
the first time you hear him say changirai ningi
ah kuti mutingwarira ningi
when a ministry is coming to ministry is coming to its climax
munhu kana akutaura izvozvo akutocheredza kuti ndakuenda
straight
amen
blunt is straight
zvinenge zvangotaurwa jekerere
sakana haichina chokurasa kuti pamwe mangwana handiko
they know that perhaps tomorrow I may not
saka zvinore wanga zvirewe na
what we have to say let's say it today
unozoni ngwakazodai ngwakazodai ngwakazodai
nguva
yesanga asingadaro
but all along he wants
asvasvika pane imwe juncture
now
yokuda kuti zvino asiye arayira
kuti
zvifambe zvakanaka
so that things they will move in continuity
brother Branham comes to the same chapter
brother Branham akasvika pa chapter imwe chete
he says I want to be a bum
andini ndauda kuita rombe
he was now calling God's children rickets and ricketers
vanga vakuti vana vamwari mariki na
mariketa he had developed a complex
vangasika zvino
pangwe kuzvinyarira ministry
zvinizo zvinoitika
mushumiro no minister is immune to that
hapana muparidza anoti inini
that's why when people are in a position of leadership
ndotaka kana uri muchina
we want to support them and stand behind them
kana vari muchinano zvokuti
wars they are fighting are so many
nokuti vari kurwa hondo dzakawandisa
that's why muchiona vari makatasana vachese kana vafundisa munoona pana vachingi varipo
when they are there this
is zvinge zvakati chechetere asipane zvakawanda zvinenge zviri kuseri
zvavanenge vachimanage behind the thing they are managing a lot of things
vakangoti pesengu
if they should do moves at
time zvimwe zvavo zvamunozoona
hazvino
zviri kutanga ipapo zvagara zvanga zviripo
it has all
uyu
it was
neshumiro yanga akapiwa
but because of this
inenge ichimanage izvozvo
this ministry will be managing those things
that's why chiti basa namuna ari guru kwazvo
that's why we say you have got a lunch murume
achauya apa
for the man who is going to take up from here
apa padona mukono apa
a big tree has fallen
angane gambuzure 99 gambuzure 9 size 9
he was wearing a size 9 shoe
pacha it was
what are we going to do
panoda kuda kwa mwari wakaza
we desire the fullness shada
kuda kwangu then matanga
not my will
shada kuda kwa brother luku
not my will
shada kuda kwake
but God's will
asikuda kwake
but his
uno
will
unouya nokumirira
it comes by tarrying
zvinenge zvanonoka
it appears as
zvinenge zvaida kure
it appears as if
but in tarrying always at the last minute
zvinopana kumirira
he comes the right way
anotipanzira yakanaka
mandikasike akabara mandinonoke
if you rush into things you miss the point
unogona kubara chakanaka
if you take your time you get a better deal
so umwe wenyu
I'm giving you
kana mukaita mistake ipapo
If you make a mistake here, for you to make it
right,
that will be this church's pattern. Those who go
back,
but it will be a custom.
It
will be a doctrine.
That's why in whatever we do, it should be above board.
As Brother Branham instructs.
Campus in India attending a Waganak. Campus netting Waganak.
Campus. Yeah, the because
when we are doing this, we are not just looking at ourselves. Like I see my old brothers there. We have come with them from far, all these
we are on our way out.
That's why I'm technical knockout.
We are now on our way out. But there are some who are on the touch line. The young men who are on the touch line. You can't even operate a computer. Can you give us space? Can you give us space?
Kanonas no mchiti ndiku drive a motor.
If you call me to drive you.
Zino?
No.
In Nasno ndakushana ndokutengera shirt ne hembe.
I buy you a shirt.
Sakashamashorashi.
What are you despising? Now that I'm waking.
We are on a technical knockout.
Takuto tasvika kwamvura yacheka makuru.
Izve zvimaziso ari kunetsa kuona zvikumberuko.
Even our eyes are becoming
grey. Asipano maru naiko chikunetsa mudhara chikunana and this fun.
What's your problem? You can see even behind the wall.
So when we are trying to set something in order, we are not only thinking of ourselves. There is what we call a legacy. If we make
a mistake,
it
will strike our children and our grandchildren.
Let's not be selfish. Let's be godly enough. At least we have had our chance. But we have grandchildren here. We have young people here. If the Lord tarries, we still have to go on. The compass of the word has to be zeroed
out.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't be a selfish parent.
You mess my car. And yet the young man is 32 years. You are always driving.
Diamond Park.
Why can't you give me to drive you?
You are selfish.
Une undini.
We have
got so many.
Shandai muchiziva.
Work.
Kuti
in knowledge. You must pass on the baton. You have passed to pass
the
baton.
So the elders who are here today, don't only think of yourself. Don't only live for today. There is a future.
You, it is
your
responsibility to this church's future.
No, according
to God's word. Amen.
These
ones whom we are calling
up,
give them space.
Brother Clever, oh brother.
Can we hear brother from you, brother? Sorry, this one is a youth, yeah. You were the one who was bellowing. You were bellowing as the song leader. Can I borrow this brother here? My brother. You have got a gift. That's what we should do. We must take note of the gifts.
I go to own a chipoche hamayo. Mangbana wakutoja.
You want to impersonate this
brother? Brother Branham mwari waka sika zodiac.
Brother Branham said, God created zodiac.
Muni akaisapa. Zua akaisapa. Magalaxi akaisapa.
And all the galaxies, they don't fight yet. It's God's word. When the sun is risen,
it's
the moon
preferring
is
your brother.
Kumba, ama yako mkana.
Venekera chimburume iriko.
that morning star.
As never kazi kazino waya waya.
You know,
asadzi kwa nikuwa maskazi. Kana kwa nodoka kuma 6-7 na hapa dopa zinenda kuma sendrai.
They've got to those.
When they know that time is up, they
that bright star.
God
put it for a purpose.
As we serve God,
we don't fight
money.
We don't step
our own.
That's why God has put
the altar.
He has placed the pastor at the church. And he has placed the
deacon
at the church. And he has placed the
trustee.
And he has put ushers. And he has put song
leaders.
So that
it
shows the glory of Jehovah.
You
cannot say, if I don't do it, then nobody can does it better. So if we are saying that, who is doing it in Bulawayo? Who is doing it somewhere else? Brother Branham says, I'm not only the
paper
on the beach. I'm just one of
the people.
God, the whole of this place is full of God's people. They said,
they shall, but after their own lust, sound doctrine.
They will leave sound
doctrine.
And following their own
they shall heap to themselves teachers.
When it is like this,
the pulpit will be locked.
It will be one man's pulpit.
Production, yakiano producer, yano zizisa, ino in the anesaket,
which will follow his doctrine only.
We realize that the church is
because
it's one way, there is no coming back.
This church is gone, never
but when
come
it's
back.
Open to the fivefold ministry, they have been given the grace to edify, to unify the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there is no competition.
There's
no competition. Who preaches
better?
There's no competition. What workers gather in Zira Kuti, Pa Gazika Shumiri, absolute. Pa Gazira.
He places an absolute ministry to edify.
They will heap teachers in each ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned. They shall be turned unto fables. So Brother Branham at that juncture,
Brother Branham pa,
in his ministry, preaching, he had a complex. And he wanted to just go in the wilderness, stay in the bush, come back, preach, and go. He was so disheartened.
Brother Branham,
those times come in the ministry. And then he says, now I just want to be some of those bums.
I remember
the other bum there. That's a man after my own heart. And finally God intervenes.
Says,
and if you do that, your wife will leave you. And all your things will disintegrate. If you choose that. Choice has repercussions. Choice affects your future life. Then the problem said, now, oh, you see now, from now onwards, no, when God spoke to him, from now onwards, no, God help me. I will go and preach, no matter who says what, no matter what happens, whatever you tell me to do, I will do.
In
God confirming his ministry. Look down there. What do you see? I see nothing. Look again. I see some hills. Some mountains. How many are there?
Mangani.
Seven.
So
that's your ministry.
You
see those projected peaks there.
In
other words, God is saying, you think it's you.
trying to impose yourself. No. I had a plan for you before the foundation of the world. To an extent that I wrote your ministry. Even in my creation. There is your first pool. There is your second pool. There is your third pool. After that, it goes continental. So with that, why are you arguing? Go back to the field. So Brother Branham gets to that also. Taken from that text. But what I want to pick there is endure sound doctrine. I like this saying that was said by somebody. Mark 11:22, where Jesus answered and said, have faith in God.
Now,
faith doesn't deny the reality and magnitude of challenges. Rather, it doesn't underestimate the power of God to handle challenges.
Right. Kutenda. Hakudzikisire simba ramwari kuti rinogadzirisa zviripo.
When things are out of hands,
zvinhu zvikange zvaita manyamamire norongo,
leave them in the hands of God.
Turira kuna Jehovah.
And have faith in Him.
Watenda mwari wacho.
He can. And He will handle it. Fear not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something gets out of hand. As a believer, pray and put it in the hands of God.
Amen.
And what we need today is to be spiritual enough. I pick from this certain of God. What we need today is not a lot of material things. We have that. We don't need greater churches. We don't need greater congregations. But nothing wrong if God gives you. It's not saying it's wrong. We don't need more on radio. And on television. We don't need so many more of these things. But what we need today to be spiritual is a person that will humble themselves before God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
To be spiritual is a person that will humble themselves before God.
You know, the manner we speak and the way we conduct ourselves and the way we think. We just think that we are alone.
Spiritual.
And we think
we are conscious.
If we were spiritual, we would be conscious that while I'm moving now, God is seeing me. The words that are coming out of my mouth, God is hearing and He sees.
Spirituality brings in a consciousness.
Amen.
Of the ever presence of the living God. And that governs your attitudes. That governs the way you think. That governs the way you operate. That governs what you talk. That governs all those things.
So,
to be spiritual is a person that will humble themselves before God. If they haven't got a penny and will pray to you, that spirit within them is satisfied with the goodness of God.
And
a revival takes place on the inside of their heart. Listen to what follows. That changes their attitudes and atmosphere they live in.
So
your spirituality, if it is spirituality, should change our attitudes. The way we relate with one another. The way we handle one another. The way we think about one another. Reflects on our spirituality. Let me tell you, friends, spirituality is not what you talk about yourself.
I'm so spiritual. We see. Because the spoken word is telling us. If you can humble yourself, and if your attitudes are changed by that spirituality, and the atmosphere around, you know that as human beings, sometimes if God doesn't help us to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so we have that atmosphere around us. Each one has got a spirit with an atmosphere around him. Some atmospheres are always repulsive. Some atmospheres are inviting. There is people sometimes you don't enjoy to be in fellowship with. Because their atmospheres, if you are not careful, it will conquer you and draw you into the camp of his atmosphere. Of a hatred, of scorning. It's that atmosphere sometimes that goes with somebody. But there's people you always love to be around with. No matter where they are, who they are, whenever you meet them, there's a nice atmosphere of fellowship. I always think of Brother Patrick Shore. I know there is many. No one knows you. No matter what your church you belong to, when you meet him, when he just opens his mouth, you just love to be around him. He doesn't talk church politics. He doesn't try to draw you into his whatever sphere. But he has created an atmosphere. And I know there are also others here. I might not know. So we have atmospheres that go along with us. But spirituality changes attitudes
and the atmosphere.
You know, Brother Branham.
No, sir, Brother Branham.
Now, I'm a doctrine now.
Sound doctrine.
Now, we have a book called Conduct, Order, and Doctrine. Do you know how it came about? If you watch those questions, they were actually questions that were answered as he was preaching messages. And later, they were compiled. And most of those questions, they were to do with the conduct. The order and the doctrine. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And any Christian,
woga woga,
do or die, love it or not, we are governed by the conduct, order, and doctrine. See how we come and arrive at it.
Amen.
Now, doctrine.
This one.
Depending on what doctrine it is. But this case, we are speaking of sound doctrine. Doctrine is what will change your conduct.
Is that so?
Look at the dressing of our sisters. Look at how they appear in their heads. What is that? Doctrine. It brings about a certain conduct. Are we together? And then that conduct leads to order. If one would come here, you don't conduct yourself properly, somebody will say there is no order here. Why he says there is no order is because of your conduct. And why your conduct is not right and there is no order, it's the fault is with the doctrine.
Your
doctrine goes to teaching. Are we together? Oh my.
Amen.
God help us. Conduct, order, and doctrine.
So
in that, as you read it, Brother Branham was trying to show the bride the doctrine that's expected, which is the pure doctrine, which is none other but the word. In the past 40 years that I've been in this message, and sometimes many things I preach out of presumption, just reading from the message. Sometimes
under
inspiration. But as the years unfolded, you discover Brother Branham, at some point somewhere, he picked up even a scripture that relates to that issue.
Brother Branham,
remember, Brother Branham was a word prophet.
Brother Branham, I am prophet.
That's the difference with all these dispensations. That's why his was a restoration message to try and bring us back to the original. So here to bring the word. Because it's only that word which will bring us to originality. Because the fall came by the breaking of the word. That's why we find ourselves in this position. But now he brings now a restoration message to bring us back to that stance. Conduct order in doctrine.
COD.
The right doctrine. The right teaching.
Sound doctrine.
Sound teaching. Will change you. It will change your conduct. And your conduct will show openly the order. You can come
to a home where there is a father and mother.
Conduct your sister.
Oh, and you look at the sister's conduct. What did you say, by the way? You want to make a fool of me before the visa. Hey, you must behave yourself,
conduct.
Okay?
That conduct of that sister, you already begin to see the kind of order which is there.
This family, yes,
so those things are related. That's why now we speak of sound doctrine. Because it's on the soundness of the doctrine that everything else again will be sound. But when it misses at that sound doctrine, that's why denominations are in shambles now. They are chaotic.
I'll
pick up a quotation in the head. Why you have all these prophets by the day and people are accusing the prophet? Brother Abraham referred to that it will come. They will try to discredit the real messenger of the day, but they won't be able to succeed.
Maridzwe yezuva redu asavashikone.
We should endure sound doctrine.
Tino
fanira sound doctrine.
Fisherman,
what do you mean by sound doctrine? Sound doctrine is scriptural teaching.
Is
scriptural doctrine. Something that emanates from the Bible. That's why now when Moses comes, in Old Testament, when Jesus comes, he was faced with a question that was asked Moses on marriage and divorce. Paul in his day also, he went through that. But one of the matters, the conclusion is, it was not so. From the beginning. All things have to go to the original. Because the original tells a story.
But
is back to the original. It was not so. You know, Zanema, Ikataura, Ikataura.
You know, if a lie is repeated, and repeated, it ends up
being the truth.
If a certain happens, it becomes the word.
Those are what is a false doctrine.
That's how the false doctrine comes.
This is a false doctrine.
It's on top of our mind.
That's why kaitiro, kashipatiro, katauriro, yakanzokere pashokoramu.
Let it emanate from the word.
Are we together?
Amen.
Now I pick it up. Paragraph 14 of enticing spirits.
Paragraph 14, enticing spirit.
Now, way we try to follow.
Patinoetsa kutevera.
Here at the tabernacle is the
tabernacle.
Only place in the world that I go. I preach doctrine.
Is
here at the tabernacle because this is our church. And we preach doctrine here to keep the people lined up.
Do
you see what lines up the people?
Doctrine.
But you find when people get weary, all they want is
they want some
floor
things. They want some entertainment. Do you see the prophet's vision?
We are hungry.
Tanenzara.
But we want biscuits.
We want biscuits. Tana ma baskets mu ma biscuits muchira tzochichi.
Kana ndando zane nzara ndinotoda jembe sadza chairo rinobataura.
When I'm hungry, you must give me solid sadza.
Kana ndane nzara ndidi porridge.
When I'm hungry, I don't need porridge. I really need sadza.
I really enjoy it.
I want solid sadza.
Mwari vakatiri unzira rakakwana.
God brought us solid sadza, which was actually seen.
Vachauya nguva yekuti havazodi sound doctrine.
They will come the time when they will
yanguwa yekuti vanenge vakuda mabiscuits.
They will be desiring biscuits. The entertainments.
Now let a song leader come to sing. Amazing Grace. Unemba navanhu two.
You sing two people.
Zimbo dzaichurudza misodzi kuna.
But these old time songs would bring down your tears.
Asikanaka.
But it comes something when you are jumping around.
Marindiri pano.
Chipo chacho hachina kana nemeaning. Vanongoda zvinozunza nyama
chete. They want something that will tickle their emotions.
As preachers, you can ask those preachers there. We have a pressure.
Tine pressure.
A serious pressure.
Pressure.
The world wants to come into the church.
And we
need real gatekeepers.
Tinoda.
Who will stand right there and say no.
Anoti kwete. Kwete. Kwete.
Hatidi vanangwaru mapundu pano.
We don't want the mukadotas here.
Tinoda vanoimba zvakatsetseka.
We want soft music.
Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
How sweet.
Tsi dzinoshamisa.
Umbobudisa muchifuro wako.
And then you are brought to tears.
Hama. We are living under such a pressure.
Thank God, one pressure.
It's too bad, friends. The world is knocking at our gates. But we have to stand and say, no, Satan. No, Satan. Taramba, Satan.
Satani uko.
Ameno enyu akomana.
It's up to you guys.
Kana kaliba nomumera wamadhara aya akananza token akazenga aenda kana brother Branham handizivi chichauya kuseri kwemapurukiti ano.
He says, I don't know what is going to come after us.
Munhu wese unongoita zvida watora zambuko ramadzvinyu. Zvida watora zambuko ramadzvinyu.
Oh, people want just to go with the multitude.
Ukaona pano yambuka nedzvinyuka.
If you see a lizard crossing,
pano defy wipe up. Dzinyu idiki gari nogona kunyora mumvura.
Asi rinotopinda wena otora.
Hatingoita zvatinoda. In the church of the living God, there is a specific order.
Pane hurongwa
laid down in the Bible. Laid down in the spoken word.
Wakatarwa spoken word.
Isli church.
Church isli.
If we are dead to that. If you are dead to that.
Kana muchigara naizvo.
Like your pastor did. You will leave a legacy.
There will come a time when this old man will die. All of us will go.
You must speak in order. Because you know Ndipa how's the way.
Amen.
Can I zero down it's okay foot?
If it means that opens as an ass, I so be it.
As you have seen.
But if yet
you can also pay you go chandi chaga.
I know where if you are
Mudara,
you look at our Zia. What you say? Yes, come to pass.
I want to warn you. And I want to warn you seriously. My elders, munenya
yapan. If you play church,
vanzauka,
you will see this work becoming into
chapter.
Oh, this chair. Can you come
no
back
and you apply
gospel?
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
nguva yokutya vanhu yakapfuura.
Nguva
yekuremekedza zvimiro yakapfuura. Yava nguva yokutora shoko ramwari
seshoko ramwari.
Kereke yamwari iendere mberi zvakanaka.
Amen.
I am on my way to Gloryland. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I want my vision clear. I know where I'm going. As for me and my family, I will serve the Lord. You have to make your choice. You have to make your choice. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's
too much for me. It's too heavy for me.
Mari avana kufayis ni church. Mari vachiri pashika.
God is still on the throne. Kuna
musina church.
Let's go to the one of the church. Let's go to the
one of the church.
God will intervene.
He will silence what has to be silenced.
Mano
nyara and he will raise what has to be raised. Don't fight. Don't fight for yourself. Let God fight for you. For the battle is not yours. The battle is God's. Everything is under control. Everything is under control. Jehovah God is here. His eyes are watching over Eastern Tabernacle. Hallelujah. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Say hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Say praise God, somebody.
Amen.
What
let the chips fall? Let the chips fall. What must be established?
Not semurwa, she semurwa.
Let the chips fall.
Vanumirane shoko ramwari rozadziswa mukati mwe upenyu.
Those who stand with God's word is fulfilled in their hearts.
Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Now, we tried to hear the tabernacle. It's the only place in the world that preach doctrine here. Like it says,
we preach doctrine
here to keep the people lined up. What lines up the people is scriptural doctrine.
Yeah, man, we
have
bright
ideas.
We have got bright ideas.
Bright theories.
And bright theories.
Zvimizvinobuda muma computer mazuvano pa network zviva pari zvakachenjera zvinouraya ngatidzokei kushoko ngatidzokei kubhaibhere.
Let's come back to the Bible.
And we preach doctrine here to keep the people lined up. Other men in their churches, they preach whatever they believe. And they are my brothers. You see the right attitude. And they are my brothers. And we might different a little bit, but we are still brothers.
As it is here, Ama.
Brother Brown says, if you differ with a man, and you cannot say God bless you, then you are not a.
Brother Brown, I'm not going to pay for any money. What are you talking
about? You
really strike your brother.
Utanga kutiza unovhoma miroko. Ovhodzokota uri murume unorova shekeri.
Unorova uri murume. You are a real fighter. God bless you.
Asina kadzi kutobva ipo vaunotsvaka zvidhoma.
If it's women, they will look for tokolo.
It's women in nature.
Because men is their nature.
We have to accept reality.
Tinofanira kugamuchira zviripo.
And they are my brothers, right?
Yeah, man, thank
you. But we are still brothers just the same.
Tichiri,
but here in the tabernacle,
asimu tabernacle muno,
we preach that which is scriptural doctrine.
Tinopano pa tabernacle, tinoparidza doctrine kana dzidziso inobva
mubhaibheri. There are many doctrines,
but the
pure doctrine is scriptural doctrine.
Pane dzidziso dzakawanda.
Ndoyaitaurwa Timothy. Could they will not endure sound doctrine.
This is what Timothy said. Havacharamba dzidziso yakachena.
If it's not scriptural,
can I see mumagwaro?
If it's not messagical,
can I see mumaridzo?
Stay away from it.
Ramba.
Even if it's a tradition.
Kunyange iritsika.
Or an understanding.
Kana kakunzwisisa.
Of the group of people.
Ke chipoka
chevanhu.
Kana church.
Or the family. have nothing to do with it. That's why your brother Branham says, even if you are a preacher.
And if you start your case,
you see a revelation that tickles you. And then
you see it in Psalms.
He says, if you can't see it, from Genesis to Revelation, no matter how much you enjoy it, leave it alone. Have nothing to do with it. God keeps his word, paragraph 55. That's just about like a lot of oil and blood running out of the hands. Brother Brown was speaking about people here impersonating his gift, like he says, sign of the hand. They were saying then in the Pentecostal, some were saying, when I pray for people, I see blood dripping and so impersonation. There is no scripture to it.
It doesn't matter if he says my hand is dripping with blood and you get healed, and you get healed truly. Now you have
it's
to believe
got
this
to
man.
Be scriptural. If it's not scriptural, have nothing to do with it. That's why you see now the devil has brought all these false prophets.
He knows that people really desire healing.
And now he brings the bait.
Healing as a bait.
And now we are where the moon was. This
is a prophet, but he's still raw.
He's still green.
He has got so many evil cases.
Simply because him.
Just because he prayed for you and you were healed. That's witchcraft.
Who has bewitched you?
Makaroi wanani.
Naiwa Galatia.
Galatians. Makaroi
wanani.
Who has bewitched
you?
God's word can cast all evil.
If it's scriptural, God will stand behind it. Don't cut corners. Go all the way. No matter what pains it takes you.
Don't jump the gun. There are certain things when they happen. You cannot reverse them.
These men
who are here,
they
can tell you in their churches.
We now tell you
the secret. There are certain men whom they couldn't put on
this. And then They
always...
They
have to stop.
You have
placed them in church.
You have
to wait for the year to end. But he is misbehaving. You
have to wait for time.
Unless they has got some cases which are
voted or disannulled.
And then the vote is disannulled. I wish I had stopped. And you see the havoc that will be coming.
You put
that man.
You
have to support the doctrine there.
I'm preaching it.
And then he comes in. He takes the reins.
He will believe the message. We don't play around with the message. Yeah. Not this man who are tough, eating and chewing our money here. We have nothing to do with that. We stand with the pure man.
He
also tell a message. Only then between our dinyacho. Dinap.
You hear the case. He means me
here.
It's just that I put you so that you can help me. It's difficult to remove him.
Man
can groan and groan.
That's why I say, take your time. Be sure of what you are doing. Don't take decisions under pressure. Brother Brown says most of the time decisions take under pressure.
You don't get anywhere.
Where do
you get it in the scripture?
What is the scripture? Judas Wainda, Judas Wainda, God just said, she goes, right, tipe ma seven wabi.
Give us the names, give us the
names. Dogo za Matthias.
You're those who...
Nani?
Matthias and...
Nani? Di Matthias na Joseph. Na Joseph Bazabas. Joseph Bazabas. Don't vote. Baga vote ran.
Whom did they vote for?
Baga vote ran.
Matthias.
Langwa under pressure out to you.
They were under pressure.
Don't vote ran.
Then they took...
Bible read note. Mumu waka vote ran Matthias.
The men they voted for
Matthias.
He didn't do even
Zakato one of the church.
Even the church saw it.
Kutu Arumeka? Judas, why were Naneka?
Judas was.
Why better home?
Judas was better.
Kumurumu,
because he was a treasure. What has become of Matthias? Brother
Branham, my son, and Granya, eh, what's your name?
Brother Branham,
as long as singers.
That God is his man.
Paulo, ka hook nose.
Paul, a man with a hooked nose.
Kakazodi kau ya kono za brother Bram shumire ya Paulo Paulo vabatan zwa pamwe chete.
When Paul came,
no, yeah, you are choice ya mari.
Because he was God's choice. Amen.
Tichisaru za ma officers, tichisaru za wabasa.
When we choose officers, we choose workers.
Namanu funza.
Some
ask.
When did it come? Where do you get it?
And I, Mabasa apostles,
so go to the Acts of the Apostles.
Zigana Peter.
Peter says,
and I pagadi ben marume.
Choose among yourselves. Choose seven men among yourselves.
And I pagadi marume. You
in your midst.
Lazere nomwe amuchene.
Men filled with the Holy Ghost.
Vanechimiro chisina mosha.
Who has got a clear statement?
Vamuno ziva in the church.
Whom you have known as the church.
Na mama kwenye toti.
Brahma Kwinye, what should we say?
I know somebody has got a question
somewhere. When it is like that, bring it to the church. And the church
brings
this one,
And the elders do what they are supposed to do. And everybody got a fair chance.
It's the church
that appoints the pastor.
Is church.
No board. No individual. No pastor. Because in Nina I have one vote. But the church will appoint the pastor. It will ratify. So after that, then it's given to the church.
If you love like the church,
they will have to line up with the rest of the majority. So that Brother Branham might indeed one vote.
Brother Branham himself said, I've got one vote.
Remember, they wanted to upgrade Tabernacle.
They wanted to upgrade church.
Because now you have one vote.
One vote.
Tons what church has voted,
but then we hear the church
voice.
The church says, let's build a new
church. If it comes from the people,
you will not have a problem.
If you go according
to your will, let me tell you, you are going to see what is going to happen down the road. I tell you.
In any leadership position, leadership people can suffer with you.
People will
even in your follies. Because it's them who put you there. By the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I put somebody for Marabahuma?
If I missed, please, brethren, you come and say, please. We are young people. We agree to be cancelled. Come and put your hands on me. I will repent so that I can preach. No.
If it's scriptural,
kana zviri mumabhara,
he will stand behind it.
Munotsigirana
nazvo. Don't cut corners.
Musadimurire dimurire.
Don't be weary of the process.
Musanete.
Stand on your position. Don't be moved. Don't be shaken. The church has given you the authority by their appointment.
Let's not do that.
Now, you've got a board of deacons, right? Brother Branham says, it's a monster. If you go to that quotation, Brother Branham was referring to dispensational prophets. You go read it again. But when you're talking of a deacon board, it's a unit with one voice with a head deacon. But should it ever happen, could you find a deacon board up, but you find an usher board up, or find a trustee board, makuru wisana pachen,
then you end up
kutonga church,
to rule
the
church.
A monister.
Do church ya. Are we together?
Itayo amen. Itayo amen.
Amen.
Inengeya a monister.
Chinengeya chizimu zangara.
That's why in the lineup, Brother Branham there has the pastor coming, the deacons, the chuya,
and
trustees.
And low down, that's
it says now
order.
The deacons are on the spiritual.
Madikoni,
theirs is a spiritual office. Policemen of the church.
He
said, the trustees, theirs is not a spiritual office.
Ma trustee,
forgive
me, I'm trustee.
He says it's not a spiritual office. Theirs is about the money and the church building.
Building, you know.
That's why can akwedu isusu notozvota kana paine vane zvichemo.
If they are
talking about the Branham, vanoti vanoenda kuna head deacon matrust vanenge vanoona
chama. They go to the head.
Mundo pa zvichemo zvavo.
They give.
Kana ndiri wrong varume mundi donza bash.
If I'm wrong, you correct me.
Mo pa zvichemo zvenyu.
You bring
matter zvichemo zvenyu deacon board iyo ni vanogara.
Deacon board now.
Voona kuti zviri worth here.
They go they
because mukudira kwavanoita navanhu vanozva mune dzimwe nhunzva tunzva nesvatu.
They, as they deal with
people,
kutora mari ku church. They know the, those who misbehave, who want to steal.
Saka iwa not one of the open you have spiritual. Vanosefa. Brother Brown, kana vachinge vadaro vaona dzimwe dzacho vanongo dismissa ikoko.
Some of the issues they are
just. Zvaona zvinoita, vochitora voenda kuna treasure we church.
What the wealthy church is presented to the treasure.
Vanodiwa worubatsiro.
There is need.
Treasure anochiti mari ndinayo.
The treasure says that for the fun.
Kana hakuna.
Or
kana iripo,
if it's there,
uno pa madikoni aya, madikoni otora, inya eri spiritual, uno pa munhu uya.
It's a spiritual matter. They no, give the beneficiary.
Kana munhu uya akapa ma conditions.
If the deacon trustee
pa order ni structure, hazogoni kutevera munhu zvinokanganisa mweya womunhu.
The deacon, the trustee can.
Madikoni ndiwo anozogona nokuti anoshanda nechomweya.
The deacons can make a.
Mari inogona kuaffecta mweya yevanhu.
This money issues can actually.
That's why Brother Branham structured it like that.
That's why Brother Branham
say amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say praise God.
Praise God.
Am I right?
This way.
Tell me the Makore guys good.
We've been in this message.
Bite away our so as now.
Come to the
church.
May you bring the church book.
No one wants what Marisa knows that there is social welfare.
Brother Biscal
wants to know whom Chino Iowa Nama Korekutanga.
Brother Biscal speaks about this.
Why we are the Maria Payaki, yes, what my deacon, my trustee.
You bring all his son.
Don't Usada Rosayo.
Don't do that.
So ask about Chimusia Kadara. Once I says what at Gare Gare.
After all.
Chimodipeo kuno Batara.
May you give me, I want to pay this.
Chimodipeo Mariokuno, Yukuno. Some people think church
is
not a social welfare.
Church.
Every man has to work for himself. But it's only cases that are dire and serious.
Who is financially sound?
So you go every day, brother. Do that rent.
Many times they don't pay their tithe.
You don't know it because they know.
When did you bring it?
Every month,
he has to be one of them. It's now a tradition. Wait a while, go and cut wood there. Can at this time, takupai Mari, Maria takupai.
The money that we are giving you. Mochienda
monodi, mono tenga saraura, mova matengesa.
And go and buy. Mutangira
ipap. Otherwise, the church tambes. Now
we are as a church, we are done with you because we have got other cases. What are you saying now? I'm speaking for the last time. If you see me again, here, greet me. I have to do it.
If you don't realize it now, watch down the road.
You are going to call me again.
This is Brother Benny. Amen. I like your smile, brother. And it's okay. Now, God can do things. And we have had all kinds of things going on. And no doubt, godly men, good men. But we like different things of sensations and blood and oil and everything. They might be all right. God can do that. I don't say he can do it. He can do what he wants to. He is God. And I ain't got no business telling him what to do. He does what he wants to. But to me, let it be scriptural. To you, let it be scriptural. Then I know it's right. See? Let it flash on the scripture there. That's all right. Because I know he will stand behind this.
God will stand with it.
That's all right. Because I know he will stand behind it. I don't know about the other. But trying to keep it that way. The best that I can. The Spirit of God will always submit to the Scripture. Church order, but we cannot go along. And you see, a man that's always have to be tell him and everything. And the Spirit of the Lord, of the prophets, is subject to the prophets. Says the Scripture. When you see a man that you have to correct, or a woman, and that person gets out of order, and then you are telling him the scriptural truth, then it shows that the spirit that's on them isn't of God.
Let's humble ourselves.
No wonder why you see Paul, when he speaks to Titus, he says, speak of things that become sound doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And that sound doctrine, he says, for the aged women. For the aged men. For the young woman. Sound doctrine will take care of many things that are a problem to you. It will place shoko mukari mirira richingoparidzwa service after service. Ndiro rinogadzirisa zvinhu.
The word will correct a lot of things.
Asikana mune zvenyuwo zvamunoda zvinotekenyedza.
If you have got other things which tickle you,
speak things which become sound doctrine.
Taurai zvinhu
zvinova the aged men be sober. Ina baba.
Varume vakura
kama grief,
maga,
temperate, sound in faith, in charity.
Sound doctrine.
The aged women likewise. They be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers. Not given to much wine. Teachers of good things. Teach the young women to be sober. To love their husbands, to love their children. Right. Young men, teach them. To exhort, to be sober minded. In all things, showing thyself, Iwewe. A pattern of good works. Yadzoka, in doctrine. Showing uncorruptness. Gravity and sincerity. Sound speech. Bible ine hanya kuyangine zvatinotaura.
The Bible takes
yatinotaura.
Some of our language.
Vakomana.
Men, men, some
vatibatsira.
May God help you.
Nyangwari munhu munyika washatrisa naika.
If you are wronged by an unbeliever, you must have
your limit. We
invite you to
come to church. Unongokutiba. Anopinda mukristu.
I will not go to such church. You will have closed this door.
Mudzimai wangu unogaraundi zora, but you famba test. I remember one
time. My wife always
the church capacity filling session. Pamu usiku na 12 tu vaona. Hi pastor.
Pastor muragadi.
Just ifunga daima muri mega pana.
Just think if you were alone here.
Chichai buda.
What would have happened?
Pamoshika pa filling station.
You come to the filling station.
Unda kusave one wa save home one wa dadzo.
Save them.
Temperature da kuko.
And your PP is getting
high. Mayongo kungobata. What did you?
Yes, slow down.
Murum Paris.
You are preaching.
Munema ngwana.
That man tomorrow.
Acha uya kuchange.
You will come to change.
Ngokuona ya anotize.
Why if he is the moment he sees
a pattern
of good works.
Of good works. Let every brother. Let every sister, wherever you are in every walk of life, you should have a pattern of good works.
Amen. My time is up. I wanted to knock off at 12:30.
A sign of the end time. People won't endure sound doctrine.
Vanu, avazo gamchira dzidziso yechupa.
Kana uchigona false prophets come perverting the word. Now, most of mu seven church ages, chapter 9.
It will explain the modern events. Brother Branham saw it coming.
You can read that. The two things that govern us, that govern human beings, Brother
Ramsay,
there is only two things.
He says,
the way to have fellowship. There is only two faculties that govern a human. And one of them is faith, which brings results. Do you want to have results? Have faith in God. And the other is fear.
Fear not.
Fear
not.
Fear not. Fear
not. Fear
not.
Fear
not. Fear not.
Fear
not. That is the humble Pashokuram.
Let's humble
our
God's word, and we see God moving with us.
The other is fear, which is, he says, the other is fear. Faith says it will bring results.
The other is fear. He says,
which has no value in it at all.
Amen. Many people are here governed by fear.
At the end of a long time.
Amen.
There is no value.
Fear
has no value. But faith has results. Faith is the substance of things not seen. You have the reality of things before you handle them. And by that, God created the world. Let there be. It might have taken aeons and trillions of lives, but as far as God was concerned, it was there. Faith has results. But fear has no value.
If you fear man, or if you fear your husband,
I was reading in couples meeting on Friday.
I was reading in a couples meeting.
He said, "Younger anonymous, in the murum wong dakuto muchika."
I now fear. Because of the way
the husband
speaks, I now fear. He doesn't want to come to our
house.
And my brother, do we have such brothers?
Kuchika.
Fear.
Because they need
to I'm not I have five children.
Now
some children are now about to be married.
You are going about to chat.
But he said,
he say about to chat.
He is refusing to wed me.
You got
how
sister,
can we witness our
don't fear.
Fear
has no value.
Take courage.
Pray for your husband. Love your husband. Encourage him to come to church. Fear has no value.
Fear,
faith is of God. Fear is of the devil. Fear makes you weary. Men's hearts shall fail for fear.
Many people die in their sleep.
Men's hearts failing for
fear has no value.
When you fear, ultimately you become a victim. Because what you fear is what happened. Then the prophet says, what Job feared is what happened. Easily tabernacle, don't fear. Stand your ground.
Mirai.
It has no value.
Kuchka, akuna.
And I was going to die in the morning. If I was going to die in the morning, what good would it do me to get all stood up about that? What if I was going to be electrocuted in the morning and my life had to end tomorrow morning? What good would that do me to worry about it?
If you are to die tomorrow, you will die now.
Chonga to eat up a snack, Shakuna Madomariman is running Ashanti with Zereus Ahezekiah.
If you are going to do well, you pray like Hezekiah prayed.
Fear cannot change anything.
But
faith can change your position. Faith can change the way you look at things. Faith can change situations. Let's apply our faith to the wheel. Let's see God at work. Now,
Zino,
I was now going to go to choice. But my time does not allow me.
I'm
going to be able to do it.
They tell us now time is up. So the bell
has
rung.
We don't
waste time.
We
just look at where the bed.
Then
you shoot. And then you strike the bed. You strike the target. You just aim the target in
that time. Tapeza.
And when we are through, we are through. Kumba.
Brother, chimboya miti sreni uzi aishuti.
Brother, can you come and do?
Chino indira na, chino inda.
Find a good song. Find it.
Dima bima precious hiding place. Brother, do you know what I was?
I love.
Don't forget Natasha. Kai koko no kuti isu.
When we come over.
Gata appreciate shumu no kuti isu su shumiri yeduka.
Minister, but singing songs will be sung. Can you come up front? Come and do.
Now,
like
as we worship him, there is a precious hiding place.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Just give me a hand of praise. Give me a hand of praise. Precious hiding place.